G'day, I'm Tim Ross, and the Cars That Made Australia podcast is pulling out of the driveway for a second season. From the cars that conquered the mountain to the imported monsters that made a new generation drool. Every car you see on the road is like a chapter in our big book of stories. Season 2 is out now. This is the story of the people who drove them and the people who rode in them. This is the story of the cars that made Australia.
New Zealand has moved to ban greyhound racing by 2026. Here is the racing minister, Winston Peters.
This is not a decision that is taken lightly, but is ultimately driven by protecting the welfare of racing dogs. Despite significant progress made by the greyhound racing industry in recent years, the percentage of dogs being injured remains persistently high, and the time has come to make a call in the best interests of the animals. The greyhound industry has been on notice over animal welfare concerns for several years. You recall the reviews that were done in 2013, 2017 and 2021. And over the past decade, they all recommended significant changes. Now, we acknowledge the work done by Greyhound Racing New Zealand to improve safety. While fewer dogs are dying, injury rates, while down slightly, have plateaued and remain unacceptably high.
Unacceptably high rate of injury, says Winston Peters, the Minister for Racing, and he's now held that on three occasions, and he's held it in various governments of both left and right persuasion. Now, it's faced strong criticism over the ditch. Some breeders in New Zealand have been accused of mistreating or doping the animals. So over the next 20 months, the New Zealand government plans to wind down the industry. They say that will allow time for rehoming the racing dogs and for people in the industry to transition to other jobs. Now, apart from New Zealand, commercial greyhound racing is allowed in Australia, Ireland, the UK and the US. There is a ban in place in the ACT. New South Wales tried to implement a ban, which was overturned. And just a few months ago, a parliamentary inquiry is suggesting in the next West Australian Parliament, once the election's run and done in March of next year, further investigation is required to ban greyhound racing in Western Australia. Would that get your support? 133-882. Melissa Harrison is the president of Free the Hounds. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. How are you going?
I'm all right, Melissa. What do you think of the moves being made over the ditch?
I think it's a great move. I'm really excited for the people of New Zealand to see the end of this outdated sport. It's great news. And finally seeing somebody in sort of power standing up for what is right for these animals.
The interesting element in this, Melissa, is this is from a conservative government in New Zealand. And this is a conservative government which is also looking to reopen the live sheep trade. So they're looking to reopen the live sheep trade, but they're looking to close down the greyhound industry.
Look, I don't know enough to speak on the live exports, so I can't get into that. But what I do know is that they're two very different issues that possibly don't reach out and affect as many people as what, you know, I know through greyhound racing does. So I can't speak to that. But yeah, I think it's time that people just realise that greyhound racing is no longer has a social licence.
Why do you think, Melissa, we should get rid of greyhound racing in WA?
Because we simply don't have anywhere for these dogs to go post-racing. I mean, that's the fact of the matter. And when you put a greyhound into a home, there's another breed of dog that misses out on that home, which all rescues for dogs are, you know, suffering. They're in crisis. The RSPCA today is putting, you know, notices out there for help. There's just no room for these animals to go.
The greyhound racing industry in Western Australia has been basically warned, haven't they, Melissa? I know that the local mayor in the city of Canning, Patrick Hall, is looking at options that are available in terms of greyhound racing in WA. Do you think, though, it should be given the opportunity to heed these warnings and what's happening in New Zealand to see whether or not there is a sustainable way of the industry continuing to operate?
Well, there isn't. Right now, it's not sustainable because there's simply nowhere for these dogs to go. So unless they're going to start euthanizing dogs once their racing careers are over, there really isn't a way out of it. And when you look at the on-track deaths that have risen over the last 2 years, even with having Mandra track upgraded, Cannington's about to reopen. That was just over $3 million spent on that. The circular tracks are not what is going to make it safer for the dogs. So, and then you've got these recurring injuries. They might get injured once. You know, it's fairly minor. They get injured again. These dogs are put back on the track again and again, and then they suffer a catastrophic injury.
But if the upgrades are successful at Cannington, for example, I know there were four deaths at the Cannington course over three separate race days earlier this year. If they're able to improve the welfare and the outcomes at the track with these upgrades, Melissa, is it worth giving it a little bit more time?
Well, in Mandra, they spent over $6 million and we had more deaths post the upgrades. And as Racing and Wagering said in the hearing at the Estimates Committee, there is no rhyme or reason for these injuries. They can't even, they've had epidemiology studies done and they can't even give an answer as to why these injuries occur. It's about genetics, it's about training, it's about feed, it's about all these things put together, and it doesn't matter how safe you make that track. At the end of the day, they're still not going to get a home to go to, and taxpayers are footing the bill. Racing and Wagering WA made a $40 million loss last year. Greyhound WAGRA, WA Greyhound Racing Association, they made a profit of about $500,000, but that was, they got all their funding from Racing and Wagering WA. So, and they sit directly within the government. The association, the Greyhound Racing Association of WA, is the only greyhound association in the whole of the country that sits within our government. So, you know, we can, the minister has the ability to do what he wants with that association. And if it's not working, if it's running at a loss and it's not making the money and the welfare is so poor for these animals, it should be phased out. Or at least, as we've asked, that there is a full inquiry into it.
My guest is Melissa Harrison, President of Free the Hounds. What do you think about Greyhound Racing 133882? Because a recent petition handed into Parliament, Melissa, got thousands and thousands of signatures. And I just sense, as this topic is discussed on 6PR and has been many, many times, that the public mood is starting to shift towards the phasing out of greyhound racing.
Yeah, well, there's far more pets in, you know, there's way more greyhounds as pets now than there are in, you know, in racing. So these become part of your family and people don't like to see these dogs being injured the way they are. Like today, for instance, racing is still going on at Mandra this evening at 6 o'clock. You know, we've got the bomb have put out a weather warning and dogs are running. And they say, oh, but they're getting there in air-conditioned trailers and they're staying in air-conditioned kennels while they're there, but they've still got to go home to hot kennels, a lot of them. Not all the kennels are air-conditioned. So, you know, across the ditch, they're ending racing, and here we're making them run in a, you know, in a heat wave. So it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see what happens when the next parliament convenes post the election in 2025. Melissa, I appreciate your time.
No worries, Ollie. Thank you so much.
That is Melissa Harrison, President of Free the Hounds. A lot of passionate feedback coming through so far. But if you've got a view, pick up the phone. Give me a call, 133882. Come and have your say. Defend your industry. Come and if you want to see greyhound racing banned, why is that the case? If we've just spent all this money on the upgrades again at the Cannington track, $3 million, shouldn't it be given a little bit more time? Shouldn't it be given a little bit more time? Ollie, you are actually a barefaced, lying, B-grade journalist. Thank you very much for your feedback. Paulie says, dogs are euthanized when they finish their lives, and the ones that don't make the grade are also euthanized. What are these people not simply understanding? Chris Bickton, he says, if Melissa and these other ignorant hypocrites want to ban greyhound racing, you'd allow horse racing trots, etc., to continue, which is far more incidents of doping and cruelty in that mug's game. Secondly, the shortfall in the government revenue from the ban will result in a massive sports bet tab deficit in the state budgets. Shane wants to know how it can be that New Zealand will ban dog racing and then will try and open up the live export of sheep to the Middle East. They're going to try and fill the market gap that our incompetent government is creating. And maybe, Ollie, the population of New Zealand banning the greyhounds will be like banning cane toad racing at Halls Creek, and that would become irrelevant.
G'day, Blockaholics. Shelley Craft here, your host of the official Block podcast. The Block is on beautiful Phillip Island, but our blockheads are finding out it's definitely more renovation than relaxation. Every week on the official Block podcast, I'll catch up with contestants, judges and fan favourites to unpack the drama and designs. Hear why renovating a holiday park is no holiday. Catch the official Block podcast on 9Now or wherever you get your podcasts.